There is a place in Ann Arbor that can lift your heart, take your breath away, while at the same time helping you breathe more deeply and bring healing with its floral and fragrant beauty. This is Lisa Berry, and I'm talking about the Peony Garden at Nichols Arboretum, part of the University of Michigan Mathi Botanical Gardens. And this year, because we're in the middle of a pandemic, we've been advised to stay away out of social distancing concerns. But there is another way to connect to its deep beauty and history with a new book that just happens to be called Passion for Peonies. And we're joined now on 89.1 WEMU by its creators, the curator of the garden, David Mishner, and director of the Mathi Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum, Bob Gracie. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.
For me, my experience is you arrive at the garden, you walk up a slight hill, and then there are all these beautiful blooms right in front of you. So much beauty, so much to take in, and a feeling of healing, and it happens to be right next to the Michigan Medicine Medical Facility. How would you two describe the experience?
This is Bob. I do hear frequently from people that they come to the garden as a healing place. That I've had people describe that they'll point to the hospital and say, "There's where I go for my treatments, but here's where I come for my therapy." And I think it does have effect on people in that way. In the past, I know that some surgical teams have actually come to the Peony Garden when it's in bloom early in the morning before they go into their day of surgery. I think it's great that we serve that kind of interface role for people as a place of calming and sort of getting started as they go about their day's work.
And this is David. I find the Peony Garden, once it starts to be in bloom until the very end, to be just immersive, enchanting, and enthralling, because the peonies just draw you in. You see a beautiful one, then you see another beautiful one, and a different kind of beautiful one. And the world and many of the just the thoughts of the day, just you're in peonies. Mm-hmm. And you get the sense that many of the other visitors are that way. What I will call it, they bring out the child in all of us in the best sense of just reveling in something beautiful.
Yeah. One of the things that struck me is this is Bob, when we were working on the book, was that looking back in past newspapers after the garden opened in the late 20s and early 1930s, and of course, the peony bloom coincides with a lot of graduations at the university at that time, at Eastern University at that time, and also many of the high schools. And so peonies were a real graduation flower. And clearly over the years, people have taken graduation pictures, wedding pictures, and so it's been a place associated with really happy events in a lot of people's lives.
So here you have this book, Passion for Peonies, that happened to come out at a time when we're, quote unquote, being discouraged to visit the garden. So this is a way to still embrace it and experience it by looking at the book. How did the book even come about?
This is Bob. For several years, we've been talking about how we would celebrate the 100th anniversary of the garden. And early on, the notion, well, could we do a book? And who would the audience be? You know, and how would we do that? So in a conversation with the University of Michigan Press, we embarked on this idea of a book. And originally, we didn't want it to come out till 2 years from now when we were celebrating the 100th anniversary. But as luck would have it, we were able to push up the printing deadline. And so we're very happy that in fact, it did come out this year. But the idea was that we wanted to celebrate both the history of our garden but also celebrate peonies in general. I think what we've created is something that serves as a bit of a record of the cultural history of peonies in general and shares a lot of stories and information about peonies that gardeners everywhere will find it useful.
David, do you think people realize how much culture and history there is associated with the peonies?
I think most people are surprised to find out the depth of cultural meaning peonies have, whether it's in China and Japan or Korea or here in North America and in Michigan. And I think it comes as both a surprise and a delight that they're amongst the oldest of the cultivated plants for ornament and medicine, rivaled only by lilies and roses. And so one of the things the book does is help put some of this in context so that people can understand not only are they beautiful flowers, but they're also profoundly meaningful, which perhaps is why they resonate so deeply with us.
Peonies are one of those plants that have been passed along through generations and families. And so they've developed this very personal sort of connectedness to kind of an intergenerational flower that people take with them wherever they move. And being a very mobile society, peonies are one of the things that helps people feel at home wherever they live.
You mentioned personal and connectedness, and I look in the book and you have a picture created by local artist Janet Kohler, who works in pastels. And full disclosure, one of the pictures you have in the book, Still Glorious, I own that. I actually met her last year. You also mentioned in the book, called Passion for Peonies, about Matawi Tile Works has a couple of peony tiles available as well.
This is Bob again. We were able to work with the University Museum Art Museum as well to showcase how there's a long history of peonies being represented in artwork, particularly in Asian cultures. That was one of the things that for several years, I guess, we were clearly aware that there were a number of artifacts in the museum dating back hundreds of years that have peony images on them. So it's certainly not something that's recent. It's been around through a variety of cultures.
Art is so important in conveying meaning across time and place that when we started our official sister garden relationship with the Central Botanic Garden in Minsk of the Academy of Sciences because of our research projects, that one of Janet Kohler's paintings is one that I took with me through customs, and it's the ceremonial gift to symbolize our working together on projects such as the peony research programs. Because that's one of the valuable roles of art, is that it conveys without word the depth of meaning. And yes, the works of art from the U of M Museum of Art in here are just beautifully presented and put in a context, too.
I saw the book described as a love letter to a magical public space at the University of Michigan and to the broader history and cultural of peony gardening. Would you both agree with that?
That's a good beginning.
Well, how else would you describe it?
An embrace and a projection of hopes for the future based on all the accomplishments of the past.
Which is something we could certainly use about this time. Would you agree?
Right. I think you're absolutely right that it's a very timely garden, given where we are right now, as a place of hope. And I think that one of the things that we've tried to do with the recent management of the garden is to try to ensure that we protect some of these historic varieties and the beauty in a way that really looks to have it be a place of stability as we go forward.
And so here we are in 2020, and you have been discouraging people from visiting because of the pandemic that we're in. But coming up in 2 years, you're officially celebrating 100 years of the garden. And are there special events being planned for that?
This is David. Yes, there are. We'll be having our centennial celebration. It will hinge on June 5th, which is Dr. Upjohn's birthday anniversary. The gardens will be, and the Arboretum will be hosting the annual convention of the American Peony Society, which is the largest cut flower exhibit of peonies every year in North America, one of the largest in the world. That will actually be at the gardens. We're working out the logistics back and forth concurrently, and we're working with Ann Arbor Farm and Garden in order to coordinate it all into a great opening to spring.
Anything else you both want to share about the book?
Some of the parts that I worked on in particular were the history of the garden and its connectedness to the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti area. There were a number of other private peony gardens that got open to the public every year around the Ann Arbor area. And in fact, we did have, like many communities throughout the Midwest, there were local people who were breeding and developing different peony varieties. There were two individuals here in Ann Arbor, Carl Weinberg and Andrew Mulig, that had large gardens that they opened to the public. And we actually have a flower that was named Andrew Mulig that was developed by Carl Weinberg in the garden. And it turned out that it was entered in some of the flower shows at the time in the state, won first prize. So knowing that history really is helpful. We actually had the name of Andrew Mulig's flower misspelled in our collections. And so we were able to correct that and certainly know more about it.
Yes, this garden is a living legacy of Dr. W.E. Upjohn, class of 1875 and founder of the Upjohn Pharmaceutical Company. And the bulk of the herbaceous collection reflect his aesthetic, which is exquisite, and his judgments have stood the test of time. And we're still looking for some particular cultivars because we know we underrepresent women and we underrepresent those named to honor African Americans as well. And as a cultural collection, we need to reflect the society of the time rather than just how it shifted over time for whatever reason. So it's very rich cultural lore.
Where can people find the book if they would like a copy?
Well, right now they can order directly through the University of Michigan Press. We hope to be selling it at our gift shop once we're able to reopen, and I suspect other bookstores will be selling it as well. We included descriptions from a number of botanic gardens across the Midwest, and many of those botanic gardens are going to be selling it as well.
And not to be overlooked within it is an entire chapter on fragrant peonies by Harvey Buchheit, who runs one of the country's major peony nurseries that specializes in fragrance.
That's David Michener, curator of the garden. We've also been talking to Bob Gracie, director of Mathai Botanical Gardens and Nichols Arboretum, about the book Passion for Peonies. Thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
That was fun.